All right, Rebbe, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. First of all, a thank you to our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Elul, to Jacob and Julie Blumenfeld, for dedicating all of the shiur and drashos of this month. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, she is chus for their mishpacha. All right, so with that, let's begin. New parak, parak tesvav, top of daf tesvav, kotche mizbeach. Excuse me. Kotche mizbeach. So I'll say this, remember again, kotche mizbeach is a catch-all phrase, referring ultimately again to all different types of karbanos. We'll see exactly what they're referring to over here. But of course, on the most basic level, it's a reference to kotche kadoshim. So kotche mizbeach mitstarif zemzem. So kotche mizbeach have the ability to mitstarif, to combine with one another. For what purposes? Lemi'ila ulechayiv aleihem mishum pigol v'nosar v'tameh. So I'll say, so ultimately again, so kotche mizbeach have the ability to mitstarif with one another for me'ila purposes, as well as to ultimately again create chiyuv for pigol, nosar, and tummy. If you take a look at the tap tosis, left hand side, kachim is beach mitzarf and zem zelim meida. Im achal baser ola zuchatz im achal baser ola chatzi zayis. Im baser ola acheres chatzi zayis. Chayiv carbon meida. V'chilam adamar de meida b'shaver pruta. Suppose I see the idea over here is that if, let's say, assuming for a moment whether you're going to look at the shear of meida as a financial amount, as a pruta, or are you going to look at the shir me'ila ultimately again as a kizayis? So halacha lemaisa, different types of karbanos ultimately again are mitstarif with one another. They combine ultimately again to form the requisite shir. So the Gemara says furthermore, kachi bedek habayis mitstarifim zem ze. So bedek habayis also has the ability to be mitstarif one with the other. Fine. So also, so those, if you take a look at Tosas again, Tosas says lechay mishum pigo v'nosar v'tamei shemacho chatzi zayis mizeh v'chatzi zayis mizeh chayiv karis. Kachi bedek habayis, Tosas says mitstarifim zem ze lemi'ila v'imnane chatzi shir mizeh. So therefore, the Mishnah teaches me that halacha lemaisa, when it comes to kachem mizbeach, they have the ability to mitstarif, to form a kizayis of iser. Kachem bedek habayis have the ability to mitstarif ultimately again, and also form a unit of iser. Echad kachem mizbeach, ve'echad kachem bedek habayis mitstarif mizem zelamila. We'll say now here is the last chiddush of the Mishnah, which is both kachem mizbeach and kachem bedek habayis have the ability to be mitstarif with one another, ultimately again to form a shear of meila. If you look at Tosis again, echad kachem mizbeach veche kachem bedek habayis shimnene kechatzi zayis mibaser kachem mizbeach ukechatzi zayis mibaser shehukta shalom bedek habayis mitstarfin. So I'll say, so this last line is the most dramatic. That ultimately, again, if you have a chatzi kizayis or a chatzi zayis of kachem mizbeach and a chatzi zayis of kachem bedek habayis, that ultimately, again, they combine together to form a unit of kizayis of iser. So that's so far again. So we'll say, so just see if all the progression. Mishnah teaches me kachem bedek habayis is mitzarif. Kachem mizbeach are mitzarif. And lastly, ultimately, kachem mizbeach and kachi bedek habayis are mitzarif as well. Pretty dramatic. That last piece is pretty dramatic. Hashta. So the Gemara says, I don't understand the flow of the Mishnah. Hashta, yesh lomar diktani, echad kachi mizbeach ve'echad kachi bedek habayis. So both say, so now I don't understand something. Says the Gemara, Mishnah, if you're going to teach me that halacha lemaisa, kachi mizbeach and kachi bedek habayis have the ability to be mitzarif, right? If that's what you're going to tell me, that at the end of the day that actually works, then what? The high kedusha saguf, vagidusha. I'm supposed to suggest you appreciate this. Remember, you know this well. Kachem mizbeach refers to items that have sacrificial sanctity, physical sanctity, versus kachem bedek habayis, which are items that have financial sanctity, monetary sanctity. Right? So we'll say, so remember, here is the incredible idea to be able to say that an item of kachem bedek habayis combines with kachem mizbeach is an incredible chiddush. Once you tell me that, the high kedusha saguf, v'hai kedushas damim. So we'll say, once you tell me that kedushas bedekabayis and kedushas and kachim mizbeach combined to form a kizayis of iser, even though again one has kedushas agof and one has kedushas adamim, afilu achi katani mitstarfim zem zeh kachim mizbeach and kachim mizbeach miboy. So we'll say, so the Gemara says the Mishnah doesn't read well, right? Remember, how does the Mishnah, what's the progression? Mishnah tells me kachim mizbeach combined with kachim mizbeach to create the unit of iser. Kachim bedekabayis combined with kachim bedekabayis to form a unit of iser. Oh, and kachim mizbeach combined with kachim bedekabayis to form a unit of iser. Well, once you say that last piece of kachim mizbeach can combine with kachim bedekabayis ultimately to form a unit of iser, once you say that, even though again, one has financial sanctity, one has monetary sanctity. So what's to see here? If kachim mizbeach could combine with kachim bedekabayis, then what? Then what? Certainly kachim mizbeach could combine with other kachim mizbeach. It's obvious. To which the Gemara says, excuse me, mishum diktani alo, l'chayiv aleh mishum pigol no servitame. Suppose they see, you're right. The chiddush is by kachim mizbeach. Ultimately, again, that different forms of kachim mizbeach combine together to make you chayiv for pigol, no sar and tamei. So remember again, in order to transgress the prohibition of pigol consumption, no sar consumption, or tamei consumption, you have to consume a kizayis. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that I would have thought in order to violate the din of no sar, pigol, tell you fill in the blank, that it has to be one kizayis from the same entity. Kamash Malon, that you could have a kizayis that's made up of multiple different karbanos. Rabbi said, now the chiddush is, remember, the concept of kachim is the concept of pigol, noser, and tami only applies where? Only applies to kachim mizbeach and not to kachim bedekabayis. So that's the chiddush over here. The chiddush is when we say kachim mizbeach mitstarfim zeim zeh, the chiddush is not from Me'ilah. The chiddush is for pigul, nosar, and tummy. The kachim and the kabayis lo ika. Sorry, lo ika, because remember again, there is no concept of pigul, nosar, and tummy by kachim is beach. Excuse me, by kachim and the kabayis, it is only a din by kachim is beach. So the Gemara says, ika mishum haki kapaligle. So therefore, I will say, the way the Gemara reads is as follows. So here's first piece of important information. So the halacha is, the Gemara says that when it comes to me'ila purposes, so kachim mizbeach have the ability to combine with kachim bedekabayis. Dramatic halacha. Isa says the Gemara, once you tell me that, then why the need to tell me that kachim mizbeach is mitzarif with other kachim mizbeach? We'll say for what purpose? Not for me'ila purposes, but rather for what? Pigol nosar tamei. Pigol nosar tamei only apply by kachim mizbeach, do not apply to kachim bedekabayis. And the chiddush is that even if you have a kizayis made up of nosar from multiple karbanos or pigol from multiple karbanos, halacha lemaisa, it combines to form the shira viser. Am Rabbi Yanai, mechavarto ein chayavim mishum meila. So we'll say, Rabbi Yanai says something quite amazing. He says, it would appear to be clear to me that the concept of Me'ila only applies to Kachi Bedekabayis and Ola. Rashi says over here, Mechavarta kilomar davar barur u'mechover huzeh. This would appear to be a clear matter, that Me'ila only applies to kachim bedekabayis and ola. What's the reason? My time, Domer kra, nefesh kitim ol mal me kachim Hashem. So we'll say, so the pasuk that's speaking about Mi'ilah says that if a person will commit Mi'ilah, and he will, the Gemara is leaving out a little bit of the middle of the pasuk, v'chata b'shkaga me kachim Hashem, and he will go and he will inadvertently sin with kachim Hashem. So we'll say, so what does Rabbi Yanai do with this? So kachim hamiyuchadin laHashem yesh bohen mi'ila. It is only sanctified items that are the singular property of God that are subject to the prohibition of Me'ila. So we'll say, however, Ava Kodshe Mizbeach Isbuhu L'Kohanim V'Isbuhu L'Bailim. So we'll say, here's the issue. Kodshe Mizbeach, can you claim that they are totally Kodesh LaHashem? Are they Miyuchad LaHashem? No. Because most Kodshe Mizbeach, aside from what? Aside from Ola, ultimately, again, have sacrificial portions that are offered up on the that are given to the Kohanim, and other sacrificial portions that are given to the owners. So, therefore, Rabbi Yannai posits that the only consecrated items that are subject to Me'ila are those which are the sole property of God. What's the sole property of God? An Ola and Bedek HaBayis. Now, the truth is, Bedek HaBayis items, although it's only financial sanctity, they are the pure possessions of the Beis Mikdash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's supposed to be a pretty dramatic shita by Me'ila. So, Tanan, let's analyze this. Kodshe Mizbeach, Mitztarfim Zem Zem, LeMe'ila. So, remember again, what did we see in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said that Kodshe Mizbeach are Mitztarif, one with the other, for Me'ila. Which supposed to clearly tells you that what? All Kodshe Mizbeach are subject to Me'ila. This contradicts what Rabbi Yannai said before. Because according to Rabbi Yannai, what is the only Kodshe Mizbeach that is subject to Me'ila? Only Ola. Here the Mishnah clearly indicates to us what? All Kodshe Mizbeach are subject to Me'ila. To which the Gemara says, Midrabanon. The Mishnah just means that it's subject to Me'ila, Midrabanon, not Midaraisa. I Kodshe Kadoshim Sheshachtan Bedaram Molin Behen. Both we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, right? That Kodshe Kadoshim that are shechted in the south, even though they should have been shechted in the north, are still subject to Me'ila. So you see that Kodshe Kadoshim are subject to Me'ila, Midrabanon. Again, Midrabanon. This is all in an effort, Rabbi Yossi, to reconcile these statements with Rabbi Yannai. Tanan, Hanana minachatos kishichaya lo mal achi yifko. So we'll say, remember we learned in the Mishnah, that if one goes ahead and gets hana from the chatos, when the chatos is alive, you only commit mi'ila if what? If halacha lemaisa, you've caused at least a pruta of depreciation. However, kishimesa, if the chatos is dead, as soon as you benefit any amount, even a smaller amount, less than a pruta, you have committed mi'ila. What do you see from here? You see from here that halacha l'maisa, that mi'ila applies to a chatos. So not just ola, but even to a chatos, to which the Gemara says midrabanan. So if Rabbi Osai, the Gemara is trying to reconcile all of these statements with Rabbi Yannai. So the Gemara is trying to reconcile all of these statements with Rabbi Yannai. So I see, here's what you have. You have Rabbi Yannai saying that the concept of Me'ila only applies to an Ola and Kodshe Kadoshim. Why? Because in order to be subject to Me'ila, you must satisfy the criteria of Nefesh Kitima Ma'al Mikodshe Hashem. It has to be something that solely belongs to God. So, Ola solely belongs to God, totally offered on the Mizbeach. Bedek HaBayis totally belongs to God. But any other sacrificial item has a portion to the Kohanim, has a portion to the owners, and therefore not subject to Me'ila. What about all of these statements that seem to indicate that these other karbanos are subject to Me'ila? So the Gemara is explaining it how? Midrabanon. It means it's subject to Me'ila, Midrabanon, not Me'ila Doraisa. So the Gemara says, really? In all of these cases that you quoted before, it's not subject to Me'ila Doraisa. Vatanya, we learned, Rabbi Omer, Kol Chaylev LaHashem, L'Rabos, Emure, Kodshim Kalim L'Me'ila. So we'll say when the Pasuk says, Kol Chaylev LaHashem, that comes to include the limbs of Kodshim Kalim, that they are subject to Me'ila, to which the Gemara again says, Midrabanan. Midrabanan. So we'll say, so this, you see already the theme over here. Every single time we have a Mishnah or a Braisa that seems to indicate that halacha lemaisa Me'ila applies ultimately again to some other karbon, other than just an Ola or Bedek HaBayis, the Gemara's answer always is Midrabanan. Ay, v'hakra kanasivla. But we brought a pasuk, I will say, beforehand, to go ahead and support the idea that a Muri Kachim Kalim are subject to Me'ila. Asmachta ba'alma. It's not a real pasuk. I mean, it's a real pasuk. But ultimately, again, it's not a real proof. Rather, again, it's an asmachta. V'ha'amar ulam Rabbi Yochanan. Chodshim Shemesu Yatsumi Demi'ila Dvar Torah. Yet Rav Osei, remember again, we had a statement from of Ula in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who said that what? Once Karbanos die, they are no longer subject to Me'ila Da'oraisa, which Rav Osei sounds like what? It's only once they die that they're not subject to Me'ila Da'oraisa, but when they are alive, they're absolutely subject to Me'ila Da'oraisa. To which the Gemara says, so what are you talking about over here? If you want to tell me that the Bryce statement is referring to Kachi by the Kabayis, afilu kimesu nami. But we'll say Kachi by the Kabayis are subject to Mila even after they die. To which the Gemara says, lo yehe ela the Akdish Ashpala by the Kabayis. Would this be any different to what we'll say that if you are Makdish a garbage dump to by the Kabayis, lav ispe Mila? Bose said, should a carbon be any different than a garbage dump? If you went and you makdish a garbage dump, ultimately, to bear the kabayis, it would be subject to me'ila. This would not. Ella. So Bose said, therefore, again, we have to reinterpret this statement of Rabbi Yanai. Ella, kodshe mizbeach da'oraisa. Sorry, Ella hachi kamar. Amri debe Rabbi Yanai, mehai kra kodshe bede kabayis, shaminan mina, kodshe mizbeach lo shaminan mina. If Rav Osei, the Gemara reinterprets Rav Yanai's statement in a dramatic way. See, we thought Rav Yanai was saying as follows. We thought Rav Yanai was saying that based on the pasuk of Nefesh Ki Tim Ol Ma'al Mekad She Hashem, that the pasuk is teaching me what? It is only Kad She Hashem, only something which becomes the sole property of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is subject to Me'ila. What becomes the sole property of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Bede Kabayis and Ola. And therefore, we thought Rabbi Yanai was saying, therefore, nothing else is subject to Me'ila. You know, Bose, you could explain away, this is a very good Musar, by the way. You know, sometimes when you have a Shita in life, if there's one thing that contradicts your Shita, okay, two things that contradicts your Shita, if a lot of things contradict your Shita, chances are what? Wrong Shita. Right? Time to change. You know what I'm saying? It's very important to sow. Sometimes, if everyone else says A and you say B, chances are you're not the smart one. It's kedai to keep that in mind. So the Gemara says over here, Rabbi Yanai says, Ashita, we bring Bryce after Bryce after Bryce after Bryce to contradict it. I can explain away one, two, three. By the time we get to the fifth one, it's a little bit more difficult to explain it away. Says the Gemara, you're right. What Rabbi Yanai meant to say, I will say, is as follows. Rabbi Yanai said, based on the pasuk of Nefesh Ki Timo Ma'al Me'Hashem, that pasuk just teaches me that Ni'ilah applies to Ola and to Bet HaKabayis. But ultimately, again, that's not the pasuk that teaches me Kodshe Mizbeach, that Kodshe Mizbeach are subject to Ni'ilah. That's learned out from a different pasuk. Beautiful. Bosei says Mishnah Amabez. Here we go. Chamisha Dvarim. So the good news is the Me'ila world is back the way we knew it, right? Rabbi Yanai shook the very core of our Me'ila existence. But Baruch Hashem, Me'ila equilibrium has been restored, right? Everything is subject to Me'ila, everything, you know, within limitation. But ultimately, again, different psukim teach me different items. Good, says the Mishnah. Chamisha Dvarim Ba'oda. Another very interesting halakha. So now, once the previous Mishnah began the discussion regarding tseruf, regarding what combines with what to form a kizayis for Me'ila, for Pigel, for Noser, Vitame. So we continue in this discussion of tseruf. And says the Mishnah, Chamisha Dvarim Ba'ola Mitztarfim Zem Zeh. There are five things, ultimately, again, within Ola, within the Ola itself, there are mitztarif to form Isser, for a kizayis of Isser. What is it? Basar, chelev, solas, yayin, shemen. So we'll say, so if you're offering up an ola, let's say your ola, for argument's sake, your ola becomes nosar, or pigel, or tame. To be chayiv, for pigel, nosar, tame, what do you have to do? You have to consume a kizayis. What the Mishnah is teaching me is that kizayis need not be made up of one part of the carbon, but the kizayis could even be a combination of a variety of different things. And what goes into that? What could be part of the combination? Basar, which is the flesh, the meat, chelev, sacrificial fat, soles, fine flour, yayin, wine, shemen, oil, which also means what? That even from the menachos, that accompany an ola, ultimately, again, they could also combine to form the shir kizayis for the iser of noser, pigel, or tame. An incredible chiddush. V'shisha betoda. It was going to come to a toda. You have the previous five plus an additional sixth. Basar, chelev, soles, yayin, shemen, and lechem. Because also, again, remember, by a carbon toda, you have lachme toda. You have accompanying loaves. Those loaves could also combine to form the kizayis, ultimately, again, of Isser. Pretty incredible. Says the Gemara. Fine. Masni la Rav Huna la Rava. So we'll say, so Rav Huna raised the following kasha to Rava. Chamisha dvarim ba'olam mitstarfim zeim zeh. So we'll say, interestingly enough, he had a little bit of a different girsa. He said, five things in the Welt, right? Five things in the world are mitstarif, one with the other. Now look at Rashi for just a moment here. Rashi is ba'olam. Actually, before we get to Rashi. So Amar le ba'olam ka'amrit. Now remember, when Rav Huna teaches this statement to Rava, what this sounds like is like this. In the world of sacrificial law, there are only, for all karbanos, only five items which are mitzdarif. That's all. Five and no more. To which the Gemara says, but one second, how can you say that? V'hakatani betoda, vav dvarim. But the Mishnah said, that whereas in an ola, and maybe other karbanos as well, it's five items that are mitzdarif. In Toda, there's a sixth item. There's the bread. So how can you make a statement of chamisha dvarim ba'olam mitzdarfin, that there are only five things in the entire world of sacrificial law that are mitzdarif? To which the Gemara says, v'hakatani b'toda vav dvarim shebetoda habasar hachelev hasoles v'hayayin v'hashemen v'lachne toda. Amarle tani ba'ola. We'll say, here's why you have to be so careful with your words. Right? I didn't say ba'olam. I said what? Be'ola. Incredible, I will say. Right? One little letter changes the course of entire Jewish history. Right? So we'll say, so listen to this. He said, I'm not contradicting you. I said, chamisha dvarim ba'ola. Not chamisha dvarim ba'olam. Amarle tani ba'ola. Tanina lahadutan rabban. So we'll say we have a brace that supports this. Ola ve'emurehen mitzdarfen lekizayis laha'alosan b'chutz. So we'll say an ola and its sacrificial limbs can combine to form the shir of kizayis laha'alosan b'chutz ulechayiv aleim yishum pigol nosar v'tameh. So we'll say, by ola, what's the halacha? So by ola, so the flesh, the regular flesh, the flesh that's burned in the mizbech together with sacrificial limbs, are mitzdari for kizayis. They both say, now remember, kizayis can manifest itself in a variety of different ways. I should say, the iser kizayis for shchut echutz, right? Offering a carbon up outside of the Beis HaMikdash. You're only chayiv if what? If you offer up at least the kizayis of the carbon outside. Similarly, when it comes to pigol, nosar, tame consumption, only chayiv if you consume the shir of the kizayis. But interesting enough, what the Gemara is picking up on over here is katani, ba'ola in bishlamim lo. Therefore, here's what's interesting. The Braisa seems to indicate to me that halacha lemaisa, this is only a din by shlamim, but let's say would not apply ultimate. I'm sorry, by ola, but not by shlamim. To which the Gemara says, well, let's analyze this. Bishlam ala alosan bachutz. So I understand when it comes to, let's say, going ahead and offering up the carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, ola de kalil hi. Mitzdarfin. So we'll say, this is actually very interesting. So I understand when it comes to an ola, Rabosai, so I understand why halacha lemaisa, the sacrifice, the meat, the basar of the karban, and the chelev, and the emurin, all of that combines. Why, Rabosai? Because by ola, they're all treated the same way. Namely, how? Burnt on the mizbeach. So I understand that. Shlamim, lo mitzdarfin. But we'll say, by shlamim, I can understand why by shlamim there might be a chilek. Maybe by shlamim halacha lemaisa, the basar doesn't combine with the emurin. For the simple reason that what? By shlamim, the emurin offered up on the mizbeach, but the basar is not. To which the Lord says, Ella, so I understand by shchut echutz why there might be a difference between ola and shlamim. Ella lechai valem ishum pigol, v'noser v'tame, shlamim amai lo mechayiv. But when it comes to pigol, noser, and tameh, why, just like the different parts of the carbon are mitzareif by Ola, why would they not be mitzareif by Shlamim? Vatanan, we learned, kala pigulim mitzareifim zemzeh, v'chal hanosaros mitzareifim zemzeh. Also, we learned something even a bigger chiddush. Both say that you could have little pieces of pigul from different carbonos, that's what? That's formed the shir kizayis. You could have little pieces of nosar from multiple carbonos that go ahead and form the shir kizayis. Ela, ema ola ve'emureha mitzareifim zemzeh lekizayis, Lizrak aleim es adam. Oh, now the boss is actually quite fascinating. Rather, what does it mean? It means that Ola and its sacrificial limbs ultimately again combine with one another in order to allow for Zrika. So Rabbi said, this is actually pretty incredible. Bekeva de mitzafina lizrak es adam chayiv. So Rabbi said, this is actually quite an incredible idea. We're actually going to see this sugya more in depth. But the idea of it is as follows. In order to do Zrika, there has to be at least a kizayis of the carbon in existence. So very fascinating halacha. You offer a carbon, something happens to the carbon, right? And so can I still do zrika even if the carbon itself is not fully intact? To which the Gemara says, as long as there is at least a kizayis of the carbon remaining in existence, then halacha lemaisa, you could do zrika. So the same way that for the Ola, ultimately again, so the different parts of the Ola are mistaif to form a kizayis, so as to allow for zrika, so to ultimately again, the different parts of the Ola also mitzareif, ultimately again to create liability. Uman katani, who was the author of this? Rabbi Yeshua, he, the sign of Yeshua, Omer, kol azvachim shebetorah shenishtarimem kizayis basar, u kizayis chaylev, zorek es adam. Because what Rabbi Yeshua holds, that what? When it comes to all of the carbonos in the Torah, as long as you have a kizayis of basar, or a kizayis of chaylev, we'll say, this doesn't mean a kizayis of basar and a kizayis of chaylev. Rather, what does it mean? One kizayis that is made up of any parts of the carbon, whether it is basar, whether it is chaylev, zorek es hadam. Ultimately, again, we'll say, the idea is, you need a kizayis of intact sacrificial matter in order to be able to do zrika. Even if that kizayis does not come from one defined part of the animal, or even if it's a combination of chelev, basar, and other items, halacha lemaaseh it works. Zorek es adam. However, on the flip side, kechatzi zayis basar, u kechatzi zayis chelev, eino zorek es adam. So I will say again, the way to read this is not that you have a half a kizayis of basar, half a kizayis of chelev, but rather what? If all you have is a half a kizayis of sacrificial matter, then what's the halacha? You can't do zrika. Uba ola, Rabbi says, when it comes to an ola, afilo kechatzi zayis basar o kechatzi zayis chelev zorek es hadam. Rabbi says, interestingly enough, when it comes to ola, what's the halacha? When it comes to ola, even if all you have is a half a kizayis of basar or a half a kizayis of chelev, zorek es hadam, you're allowed to do zrika, even with a half a kizayis. Why? Mipnesha kula kalil. Because I will say, since the ola itself is omade, right, its entire essence is that it's to be fully consumed on the mizbeach, so apparently you need less amount of extant sacrificial matter in order to allow for zrika. So even if there's only a half a kizayis left over, halacha lemaaseh, the zrika can be done. Ube mincha, what about by a mincha? Afilu kula kayemes lo yizrok. So I'll say, by a mincha, even if the entire mincha is intact, you still can't do zrika. To which the Gemara says, what? Mincha maya vidite. I will say, what are you talking about zrika by mincha? There is no zrika by mincha, right? Zrika is one of the avodas of dam, one of the blood services. So what are you talking about zrika by dam? Tosis says, mincha maya vidite kilomar, my zrika is dam shaycha hacha. To which the Gemara gives a fascinating answer. Amra papa minchas nesachin. What's the case? We'll say, look at Tosis again. Amra papa minchas nesachin. Perish sheyesh zevach im hamincha. But it's actually quite a fascinating case. You have a zevach, you have a karban, together with a mincha. Va'avad kala zevach. And I will say, what happened? The karban itself was lost. Well, this is actually a fascinating case. Remember, what we've just seen until now is that halacha lemaisa, in order to be able to do zrika, what do you need? You need some of the carbon intact. So it appears that in general, by regular karbanos, you need a kizayis of intact sacrificial matter. The chiddush is that what? That kizayis can be made up of what? Of what? Of anything, right? Any part of the karban. Ola, it appears that even if you only have a half a kizayis of intact sacrificial matter, you could do zrika. Now, I'll say the Gemara says something fascinating. What happens if you have a karban? You have a karban, and there was an accompanying mincha brought with that karban. Then what happens? What happens? The karban itself, totally lost. Slaughtered, right? But totally lost, totally destroyed. But what do you have left? You have the mincha left. So what's this? The shayla is having an intact mincha enough of sacrificial intactness so as to allow for a zrika? So now look at Tosis. Amar Papa Minchas Nesachim Perish Sheyesh Zevachim HaMincha. You brought the mincha with the carbon, va'avid kala zevach, and you lost the carbon, right? Or the carbon was destroyed, whatever it is. V'sa'an v'ayt chamina, v'chivan da mincha kayemes, hari hi tachas ha-basar, o tachas ha-emor. So say, I might have thought that halacha l'maisa, as long as the mincha is intact, that's considered to be a piece of intact carbon, so as to allow for zrika. Kamash shmolan, the Gemara says, Therefore, also the Gemara teaches me that no halacha l'maisa, even if you have intact mincha is not enough to allow for the offering of the carbon itself. Halacha l'maisa, if the carbon is not in existence and all that's left over is the mincha, you cannot do zrika. All right, so we have to stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Yiras Hashem at this Mishnah tomorrow. Shkoyach and Gemara Chesimutov.